In the headlines, another strike at Precon-Coal Limited in Lierse, St. Michael. A 70-year-old man has been identified as Barbados's fifth brutality victim. The manager of Rubis gas station and convenience store in Wieldie says business has been significantly impacted by the recent road closure. QEH Director of Nursing Services urging for greater investment for nurses. And at least 50 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. After a major strike in March, workers at Precon-Coal Limited are back off the job again. Precon-Coal is Barbados' premium manufacturer of precast and concrete products, but according to Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul, the workers feel less than properly treated.
A number of promises made towards resolving the disputes here at Precon-Coal have not advanced in the way that they would like or have not reached a conclusion. One of those main issues relates to the matter of wages and salaries, which are still under discussion. And unfortunately, in terms of the positions at the table, we've had situations where those positions have changed without any real discussion towards that.
Mr. Paul says the workers were off the job from around 9 this morning and explained to Starcom Network what is the union's next step.
The union is going to return to the Labor Department momentarily, having received instructions from the Chief Labor Officer of his requirement to meet with us. So we are going to do that, and we hope that coming out of the meetings today that we can advance the discussions that have been ongoing for quite some time towards resolving the issues here at Precon-Coal. We deem this situation to be quite unfortunate because given the amount of time that has been invested and the amount of years that has been invested in looking at these matters, that the workers by now would have been in a position to see some much needed improvements, especially as it relates to their matters of terms and conditions. And that specifically speaks to the matter of pay.
Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul. Efforts to reach management at Precon-Coal Limited up to Newstime have been unsuccessful. 70-year-old Hensley Hinkson of Dalkeith Road, St. Michael, has been identified as the latest road fatality victim. Hinkson was struck late Monday night by a motor car travelling from the Clyde Walker roundabout in the direction of Bridgetown through Waterford Bottom. However, it took 48 hours for him to be identified, as the police only confirmed someone from the family came forward late last night. Business has been impacted with the sudden road closure of the road behind Rubis gas station in Wieldie. Manager Keith Yard tells the Starcom Network that while he appreciates the nature of the repairs, Rubis' bottom line is being significantly affected.
The closure of the road has reduced business somewhat. A lot of our traffic would normally exit to the north of the station between the station and Carter's and go towards BET Hill. So with that road closed, there's definitely been a reduction in traffic into the station. I have spoken with several persons on site working, and they could not give me an exact timeline. They gave me an idea of some of the work that would need to be done by the utility companies, but they could not venture to say how quickly that would be completed.
Manager of Rubis Wieldie, Keith Yard. The head of nursing services is calling for greater investment in the nation's nurses, warning that their well-being is under threat. Speaking at the International Nurses Federation Conference, Director of Nursing Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Henderson Pinder, outlined several challenges facing nurses and stressed the urgent need to support the health and well-being of nurses.
The Barbados nursing workforce is in the midst of an unprecedented crisis, one that has profound implications on public health systems and the economic future of Barbados. Nurses are increasingly facing challenges that undermine their well-being and threaten their ability to provide high-quality care. These factors, compounded by chronic understaffing, some unsafe work conditions, and the migration of scarce skilled professionals to countries with less demanding work environments, is worrying. Combined with escalating demands for healthcare driven by an aging population, violence and crime, and the list goes on, have created a perfect storm that is posing problems to the healthcare system.
That's Director of Nursing Services at the QEH, Henderson Pinder, in the lunchtime edition. Concern is growing at the Erdiston Teachers Training College over the increasingly low enrollment of men. Deputy Principal at Erdiston, Francis Thompson, said the situation was becoming a serious one and said there was still a significant role for male teachers to play in the development of students in Barbados.
Unfortunately, increasingly, we have less males in our system, and we desperately, I cannot overstate, desperately need more males in the educational space to be able to mentor and to nurture our children. We tend to talk about males and boys, but our children in general. I worked in a space where there were only females, and I still was able to see that a male presence still added value there as well. So we need males in the educational space.
Deputy Principal at Erdiston Teachers Training College, Francis Thompson. Ahead of their major conference starting today, Toastmasters International, District 81 in Barbados, is making a serious appeal to parents. Speaking at the press conference at Radisson Hotel to launch the five-day event, conference chairperson Beverly Paris said the organization was still a powerful tool for change and encouraged parents to get their children involved.
That individual, it builds your leadership, becomes leadership and communication. Those are our two problems, communication and leadership. You'll find that once, and as the TML was saying earlier, once they get that confidence, when they realize that I can stand up, I can say something, my peers are listening and they will evaluate me. They will criticize, they are going to evaluate me. They're going to say to me, I liked this. I like the way you did that. I think that in the future you can do this a different way. And then we conclude by saying something positive. That instantly builds that individual's confidence, self-confidence.
Chairperson of the upcoming Toastmasters Conference, Beverly Paris. And at least 50 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza. The Indonesian hospital reported that 22 children and 15 women were among the dead after a number of homes in the town and the refugee camp were hit overnight. Our top stories. Another strike at Preconco Limited in Lares, St. Michael. A 70-year-old man has been identified as Barbados' fifth mortality victim. Rubis Gas Station saying business significantly impacted by the recent road closure. The QEH, a director of nursing services, urging greater investment for nurses in Barbados. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.